The Foreign Ministry's annual report on Czech arms exports has come under fire from Amnesty International. The International Human Rights Group says that the Czech Republic exports weapons to countries which violate human rights and claims that there are no guarantees that the weapons will not end up in a third country on which the United Nations has placed an arms embargo. I put Amnesty International's points to the director of the Foreign Ministry's Department of Common Foreign and Security Policy, Václav Bálek.
I find this criticism quite rare because we are quite open and we do publish all the information possible. During the process of licensing, we have to take into consideration various elements, and one of those elements is the commitments of Czech exporters. And if you are talking about such a tricky countries as Ethiopia or other countries like Nigeria, we have to make clear that those exports are only spare parts for military equipment exported during the past. And actually, we are talking about the trainer aircraft and spare parts for those trainer aircraft. And our exporters are bounded by agreements between them and respective countries, and they are responsible for looking after the fleet, and that's it.
Now, Amnesty has called for more effective parliamentary controls on weapons exports. Could you explain how the present control mechanism works?
The annual report, which is published approximately at the end of and approved by the government, is then presented to the parliament, and parliament can ask various questions. And I have to say also that in the parliament there is a special committee dealing with arms export issues.
Right, so you feel that there are effective control mechanisms in place now?
For sure, because our mechanism is linked very much with the EU Code of Conduct and is very similar to the other EU member states. We are bounded by Code of Conduct and all those elements which were agreed within the EU in the past.
Now, another reservation expressed was that the Ministry's annual report on arms exports is not detailed enough, that it does not specifically say how many weapons of a given type are exported where. Is that the case? Would it not have helped, for instance, for you to have specified in the report that the exports to Nigeria or Ethiopia were spare parts?
You can find out, even in the report of this size, quite detailed information, because there is always mentioned the military equipment number, according to which you can find out what sort of equipment we are talking. I have to stress, though, that we are providing detailed, much more detailed information to the EU, and the EU is publishing annually its own report, where you can find more detailed information. This report is going to be published during this fall. So if there are requests for more detailed information, I would only recommend to read carefully the EU report on arms exports.
That was Václav Bálek, Director of the Foreign Ministry's Department of Common Foreign and Security Policy.